This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people are working in Wisconsin, a little more than 3 million of us. The Department of Workforce Development says the statewide jobless rate for July was 3%, a little higher than 2.9 in June, but still lower than the national rate of 4.3%. 1,300 more people got jobs in Wisconsin last month. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee today. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Vance speaks at the Milwaukee Police Association headquarters. It's his second visit to Wisconsin since accepting the Republican VP nomination at the Fiserv Forum last month. He spoke to a small group at a factory in Eau Claire last week. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and Democratic running mate Tim Walz plan to be in Milwaukee Tuesday. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The Democratic Party wants to keep the Green Party off the presidential ballot in Wisconsin. Its complaint alleges the Greens don't have anyone eligible under state law. The National Green Party is nominating Jill Stein today. She got 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican state lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates after a counselor was killed in June. Black business owners in Milwaukee have a digital resource to set up and grow their ventures. It's called MKE Boss. Pam Bell is a business lender. She admits financial services can be hard for new entrepreneurs to navigate.
How do I scale this? Breaking down how much it costs to, you know, create a product and how much do I need to put back into my business so that it's profitable and all of that.
August is National Black Business Month. Football fans who'd rather camp than stay at a hotel will have an option when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. The EAA is opening its campground in Oshkosh. People can start making reservations today. They require a three-night minimum stay at $175 a night. The NFL draft is April 19th through the 29th at Lambeau Field. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Three men face charges in connection with an armed robbery of affordable rare coins in Grand Chute this week. According to the criminal complaint, 32-year-old Bo Wastel of Wasaki hit an employee in the head with a wrench. 29-year-old Michael Thorpe of Appleton and 34-year-old Corey Schmitz of Appleton were also arrested in connection to the case. All are charged with armed robbery, substantial battery, and criminal damage to property. The Oshkosh Area School District Board of Education discussed new Title IX regulations at the board meeting Wednesday, but didn't take any action to move toward adopting the updates. Title IX is the subject of several national lawsuits that have resulted in injunctions holding back its implementation. Mark Kaposius, attorney for the school district.
This is really the crux of the issue, defining sex-based harassment to include things other than discrimination or harassment based on male or female status. Sex-based harassment can include gender identity, one's, you know, trans sexual status, pregnancy-related conditions. Again, just essentially sexual orientation.
The board sent the discussion of the Title IX regulations back to the Governing and Policy Committee September meeting to bring to the board for a vote later. Learn more in our story at WISS.FM. The median home price in Winnebago is down about 4% in July from the month prior, but it's up from last year. Data from Realtor.com shows the average median home price in July was just over $373,500. That's a 15% increase from July 2023, when the median price was almost $325,000. An Appleton man faces three counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety and one count of narcotics possession after crashing his vehicle into a ditch at Franklin High School Wednesday. A criminal complaint said police found 41-year-old Nathan Zuberbeyer unconscious in the driver's seat of an SUV. A search of the vehicle found two substances that tested positive for heroin and amphetamines. Police administered Narcan to Zuberbeyer twice. Heritage Hill State Historical Park is taking you back in time to the Civil War this weekend, says Elizabeth Jolly Haslett, Heritage Hill Director of Development.
group will be reenacting or enacting the first Wisconsin regiment, I believe it is. So they'll be doing drills and marching and talking about kind of how they lived and what they did during the Civil War and how Wisconsin was a part of the Civil War.
The reenactments will be Saturday from 9 till 4 and Sunday from noon till 4. Admission is $13 for adults. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Reese Hoskins on outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second and really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. So, you feed off each other when you're doing that. And I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have. You know, we got a lot of guys that can go out there and make plays, be in different positions, move all across the field. So I think it's great. I mean, we'll mix those guys up. You know, if one guy gets tired, another guy gets going. So we just have, you know, fresh guys out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, movie fans, as the summer winds down and you're behind on your summer flicks, here are some suggestions in order of my personal enjoyment. Topping the list is Inside Out 2, which I thought was a near-perfect film. I actually liked it better than the original, and it crushed several box office records. If you hurry, you can still catch it on the big screen. Mad Max Furiosa was nonstop fun, and although not the spectacle its predecessor, Mad Max Fury Road, was, it was a heart-pounding fun ride. It is now available to stream, and although not as spectacular in your living room, still a great watch. Number 3 for me is A Quiet Place Day 1, as I really liked how there were no huge stars, which helped me lose myself more in the story. I actually liked the pacing better and the urban setting in Day 1 more than either of the first two Quiet Place films. Other films that will provide lots of entertainment, Dune 2, The Bike Riders, Civil War, Twisters, and Challengers. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight into tomorrow. Otherwise, today, mostly cloudy with a high near 80 this afternoon. 64 tonight, 78 tomorrow. Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.